Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Hi, I hope you have the luck of the Irish with you all day, laddies and lasses. It is 7:07, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I'm Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy is in the house. And Greg, I was asking you, you're not a corned beef and cabbage guy, huh?
Not really.
Yeah, I texted my sister, you know, and she said, oh, you know, we do the ham and cabbage. I'm like, what? What?
Okay.
Ham?
Well, maybe green ham?
She didn't get that from our mother and father.
Really?
That I can guarantee you.
Maybe she was adopted and you didn't know it.
I think she used to say that to me.
I know she does.
Yeah, picking on me. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
And so, have fun and celebrate Ocala. They're going to celebrate with the St. Patrick's Day Parade.
What with an Irish name like that? You know, because it's really just, it would be just Cala if they weren't Irish.
I never thought of that.
See? Ocala.
Ocala, the sister city to McCalla.
There you go.
Or whatever.
Sure.
But no, that's going to go on a 5 to 6, I believe. So you're going to have some roads shut down there.
Yeah.
So plan accordingly later on this evening in the Ocala area. And they're also going to have the Budweiser Clydesdales.
Oh, they're cool. They're so cool.
So they're going to probably be pulling the big Budweiser wagon, which hopefully will be serving up the green.
Oh.
The green beer, laddie. What were you going to say?
Well, you're talking about parades. The big one up in New York. It lasts like
six hours.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. Is that nuts or what?
Well,
that's a long parade.
It's Irish. It's St. Patrick's Day. They probably, you know, they get they're half in the bag probably before the parade even starts. So
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they become stragglers. It's the straggling parade. No, I guess it is that big. And yeah, I was reading some stories about just like one Irish pub that is not that big is going to have 100 kegs of Guinness. 100.
That's a lot.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, enjoy. And wear green today. Otherwise, if I catch you, I'll pinch you. And I got to tell you, Greg's got a little green in his shirt, but man,
it's full of green stripes.
Yeah, I guess it's okay. Yeah, we'll let it go.
Well, I had a really cool green t-shirt, but I wore it Friday. So I didn't get a chance to wash it over the weekend. Otherwise, I would have worn that.
That's why I got some new shirts so that I could wear an Irish shirt all weekend.
Well, if I had your fashion budget, you know, for jackets and t-shirts, and then I probably would have gone out over the weekend and bought something new as well.
Or you could buy one less gun, Greg, and have all kinds of clothes just hanging around. At least you get to wear them.
It's not near as much fun.
You don't wear all your guns, maybe one at a time.
Maybe they just don't show. That's why it's like concealed carry. Just saying.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's possible.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's possible.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Kudos all the way around for supporting the 27th annual Bob Rose Golf Scramble. It is Friday, April 4th, presented by Gainesville Harley-Davidson and 97.3 The Sky. This is a premier golf event. You have made it successful. We sold it out in record time. We've got plenty of volunteers, and it is just going to be an incredible event that goes to an incredibly great organization called the Arc of Alachua County. They work with developmentally disabled. If you're not familiar with them, it is a charitable cause that can use funding anytime all year long, but this is their biggest fundraiser of the year, and I'm proud to be a part of it, as 100% of the proceeds will go to the folks at the Arc. And it is going to be at Hawkstone Golf and Country Club, always in fantastic shape. So thanks again for your continued support, and just appreciate it very, very much. Very generous community that we have, that we are that we are blessed with. So you've got Donald Trump invoking, well, it's an old law. It's from 1798. Doesn't make it any less valid. It's the Alien Enemies Act, and he used it to expedite gang deportations. Problem is, there was a trial judge in D.C. That didn't like it, I guess, and tried to stop it. But, oh, a little too late. Sorry. Plane's already wheels off the ground and in
too bad.
International airspace. Oopsie.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you fight to keep bad guys in the U.S. that don't belong here no matter what, plus they're criminals beyond breaking our immigration laws? They're criminals.
You're supposed to be a judge that, you know, I don't know, represents and protects the American citizen.
Yeah, how can you, you know, if you're that judge, what was the, what's the defense for saying, yeah, I don't want a bunch of criminals deported?
Hmm.
Do you want them to live in your neighborhood and interact with maybe your children or, you know, your family members? Of course you don't. But you don't mind other Americans having to deal with that kind of stuff. You don't care. You just want to try to hurt Trump in any way, shape, or form. It's called Trump derangement syndrome.
And it's real. It is real.
Look, Trump said it right when he spoke to Congress not that long ago.
You're right.
He said, there's literally nothing I could do that the Democrats would be happy about.
No.
Cure
cancer,
right.
Whatever. No.
Well, and
anything.
And that's the politicians as far as the people go, those that are left of center. Yeah, I think they might even be worse. They absolutely do not want to have any sort of dialogue. No. It is Trump is evil. Elon Musk is evil. He's stealing from us. All kinds of these. I mean, they're over the top, ridiculous kind of statements. And you've got people, you know, pushing that forward on social media like useful idiots. They're stooges. I just, you know, you wish you could shake them, you know, and just, you know, maybe a gentle slap. Snap out of it.
And yeah, just. A,
yeah. Like, yeah. But then, or
then
that.
But then you're the bad guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, and they, you know what? Many of them think that we're the brainwashed ones. We're the crazies. Uh-huh. We're the kooks. I mean, we know we have history on our side. We have the Constitution on our side.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have the ethic and moral guidance on our side. They try to take all those things. They try the moral high ground.
Oh,
it's
my
like,
goodness.
As long as you're exterminating babies, don't you ever come to me and tell me about some kind of moral high ground.
No.
Because then I will slap you out of it. I mean, snap you out of it.
Or whichever is deserving.
Well, we know it's deserving.
Well, yeah, but you're not allowed to do that.
All right. So we're trying to get rid of bad guys, and there are lefty judges from the bench trying to stop that from happening. It doesn't make any sense, and it won't make any sense. Hey, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to our friend Annette Holt from Epoch Times, a regular guest on the show. And man, she and I believe it's her daughter kind of blowing the lid off of things that happen here locally, an illegal horse meat trade that's going on. Wow, that's wild.
It is.
And so listen up for that. That'll be at approximately 8:05 this morning, so less than an hour away. Hey, Speaker Mike Johnson, I think he aptly said it. Democrats seem to hate President Trump more than they love America. I would say, yeah, that to me is very clear. And of course, it's sad. And it bugs me. So what's bugging you? Okay, it is your chance to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. What's bugging you is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now, please. 877-975-9825. Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah. We can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Alrighty then, it is your turn to call in, to air it out, to get it off your chest. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those, but do call in. Ready? 877-975-9825. And good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. You know, what's bugging me is this judge, and I think it's endemic of a problem we have here. We have enemies, foreign and domestic, and I'm thinking, what benefits him to stop gangbangers from leaving the country? So I don't think he just hates Trump. I think he's probably bought and paid for. And there was a conversation with Douglas McGregor and Tucker Carlson, and Douglas McGregor hit on this, that the amount of politicians, judges, and even some ex-presidents are under the payroll of cartels. So the problem's bigger than we have, and I think we got to start looking at it. And hopefully the president will start weeding these enemies domestic out, well, we can take care of enemies foreign. Thank you.
Yeah, it's, look, man, it's got to be, you know, an incredible job to try to get through all this because the layers are thick and deep. You know, the old follow the money, it's like, yeah, and good luck because it's everywhere and it's coming from, like you said, could be the cartels, could be China, could be other rabble rousers that try to upset our nation and our economy. All right, call in now, 877-975-9825. Good morning, Junior. What's bugging you?
So it bugs me. There's still a lot of people out there that aren't noticing what's happening in the sky. I know I talk about it from time to time, but when you look up in the sky and you see tic-tac-toe from these planes and it dissipates and turns into so-called clouds, that's not natural, and there's something going on. And if anybody knows, SB 56 is up for a vote tomorrow again in the Florida Congress, and hopefully we can get some traction on that and stop this stuff going on in our skies.
All right. Yeah, I'd like to have some answers on that, some really, you know, solid answers. Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Yeah, you often beat me to the chase on what's bugging you, and the first caller did too, but I'm not just bugged, but I'm infuriated by, I think the judge's name was Boasberg, who's reversing the train to Aragua and sending them back to the United States. That is mentally brain dead. And who's footing the cost for that? Oh, my God. It doesn't just bug me. It infuriates me. Thanks, guys. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Same to you. Yeah, I don't see it. It's indefensible, but
yet
they are trying to do it anyway. It wasn't successful, by the way. He tried to get that plane to turn around. It's like, oh, no, too late. Let's go to Mercedes. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob. Great show. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I wanted to comment on the USAID fraud. So I used to work in D.C. doing seminars for USAID when I lived up north, and I used to do the seminar at 10 o'clock. Then it finishes about noon. Then we would go to lunch for 2 hours, and then those people who invited us to do the seminar, they would sign out and go home. So there's our government money at work. Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Happy St. Pat's Day to you as well. Yeah, there you go. You were there. You saw it. Yeah, a couple hours work, and then yeah, everybody's dismissed.
Man, it sounds like a great radio career if you could find it.
Yeah, 2 hours?
Yeah. Where's that gig?
Oh. Let's go to Terry. Good morning. What's bugging you?
I was reading that a French parliament member is wanting the return of the Statue of Liberty because of evidently Dodge is cutting funding to colleges that were going to go to France and work. Also because Trump is against the Ukraine war, and they're of course claiming he supports Russia. And I figured they're just wanting it back so they can scrap metal it and make a donation to the war since they can't do anything else. Matter of fact, my book doesn't even list a French hero from the past. I can't even think of one.
Wow. All right. Yeah. I was not familiar with that story. Greg had heard it. And well, I'll dig it up. I'll share it with
everybody. Yeah, a lot of it does have to do with the whole Ukraine. They're saying that we don't believe in liberty anymore. And since that's the Statue of Liberty, then we should send it back. Don't give Trump any ideas. I mean, seriously,
we don't believe in liberties. You might want to ask them about their Second Amendment rights under their parliament.
I don't think they have.
Yeah, not
one.
So much.
No.
877-975-9825. Call in now. Good morning, Kevin. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is the panhandlers on all the medians that leave the median strips looking like the county dump. And I believe that there's an ordinance or a law against panhandling on the medians, and why won't the cops arrest these people?
Yeah, we've talked about that before, and it's gone back and forth, and whether it's, I don't know, legal. To me, it's a no-brainer. It is a public safety issue.
Yes.
We don't want people standing on the medians. At the very least, it is a distraction to drivers and clearly should not be allowed. But I guess, you know, some of the local governments, they don't have the courage and the fortitude to get that done.
Well, I thought Gainesville did the thing where it had to be at least 6 feet wide. That only helps on areas like, let's say, Newberry in front of Burger King, where it's about 2 feet, then they're like balancing on the silly thing. But you're right, it is a major distraction, and you're at intersections on top of it, so it's a
busy
hazard.
Intersections in most cases.
It is.
Yeah. Good morning, Stan. What's bugging you?
I tell you what, George Soros is pouring money into the special election in Wisconsin for the House, and it starts tomorrow. The 18th is early voting, and the voting is on April 1st.
We got a bad cell there.
Yeah. We're losing you there. But, yeah, those tentacles are long and deep and touch a whole lot of things politically for sure. It is 728. Thank you for participating in What's Bugging You? Coming up, U.S. strikes against the Houthis. Are things going to escalate? We'll look into that coming up on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy St. Patrick's Day, 97.3 The Sky. The brackets are out. The brackets are out. Good morning and welcome at 7:35. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Florida Gators going to the big dance in a number one seed, fourth seed overall, but number one in the West, and that is big. The Gators won big yesterday, 86-77 against Tennessee, to take the title home. Southeast Conference champs. A record 14 teams from the SEC will be represented in the NCAA tournament. That's another big deal. So, way to go, Gators. Everybody's excited. And in their first bracket, they'll take on Norfolk State and that is Friday in Raleigh at approximately 6:50 p.m. Go Gators! May the luck of the Irish be with them, whether it's St. Patrick's Day or any other day. But it is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it is.
And wear the green and enjoy and celebrate and have fun within the bounds of the law and good taste, of course.
Yeah, there's that whole HR pinching on the job, that sort of thing. You know?
Yeah.
Just
I threatened that earlier, you know, if you didn't wear green. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they'll get you for that these
litigious
days.
Times that we live in. Yeah, we have to be aware of that. Hey, Ocala's got their big St. Pat's parade, 5 to 6. So some of the area roads will be closing in Ocala. But the Clydesdales are going to be there. They'll be in the parade. It should be a... Should be a good time, right?
It is Ocala, after all.
Yes.
Just put an apostrophe in there today.
Like patio furniture.
Wow. Sure, exactly like that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
Yeah.
Terrible, terrible weather, really up kind of all weekend long, depending on where you were. Ripping through parts of the Midwest, the South, the Southwest. And you've got over 40 people. Dead.
Yeah,
the damage is staggering in some areas. I know Missouri was hit very hard. At least 12 people have died there. You know, loss of life, loss of buildings, and everything from wildfires in Oklahoma to dust storms in Oklahoma and Texas, you know, to all those damaging, deadly tornadoes and then the threat of some flooding. That is going to take place. Some flood warnings in effect for different areas. So,
it was a mess.
It gets, you know, spring can be energized. I'm holding my air quotes up. Energized. So, yeah, a lot of energy.
It's climate change. It's all climate change, Bob.
I think they've had stuff going on.
Really? They had storms before? Oh, but never as many as now. Never, ever in the history of man.
Yeah, I think they've actually looked into that. And,
and your facts.
Hey, another fact. Gainesville VFW Post 2811, post that's been around since 1933. It's a landmark. It's got the tank out front, kind of hard to miss. They may be going bye-bye. It really looks like, well, at least the building is going to be going bye-bye to build a revitalized municipal sports and multi-use park. That's not a bad idea, but I think that they need to find a way for the VFW to still exist and find some sort of a building that can house them that's appropriate, because they've done some good work, a lot of good work over the years, of course, and they have about 200 members. And they're always putting on different events and stuff, too. They utilize the building for more than just, you know, the post itself that impacts the community. So hopefully they can work this out together with the city and everybody can, you know, come out ahead. What do we call it? A win-win is what we call it. Pam Bondi, Attorney General, not real happy with that D.C. trial judge who tried to block Trump using Alien Enemies Act to deport the TDA, the terrorists, the bad guys,
Aragua.
The gang.
That. This flows right off the tongue.
Trende Aragua.
Aragua, if you're Spanish.
Aragua.
Yeah.
How about bad guys known as TDA?
Oh, yeah, I like that.
This trial judge really did everything he could to stop this from going on, but the deportation of these criminals. Why would you do that? What in what interest are you serving by doing that? And it's really at the expense of the American people, and really primarily their safety. Mm-hmm. You're really a judge. You wear a robe and you want to unleash all hell on American citizens by allowing these guys to continue to run the streets? It's absurd. Absolutely absurd. But yet, it happens. This is the, you know, the dysfunction that is our government today, and especially the derangement, along with dysfunction, that the left has. Get Trump at all costs. Hurt Trump. If Trump's for it, you got to be against it. To heck with the facts or what's good for the American people. It's all about Trump and Musk are evil, and we got to stop them. And I can tell you some of the stuff that I have seen on the Book of Faces. The language is getting really close to being threatening type language.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really close to it. And some of this I've seen from people posting and reposting from some so-called friends of mine from long, you know, from a while ago. But, you know, it seems like, wow, I know these people may be a little bit left of center, but some of the outrageous and hateful things, and they do not, absolutely do not want to have any sort of a dialogue at all. I saw somebody presented something that was, I know it was true, but the problem with the material was that it showed Trump and Musk in a more positive light. Well, that's unacceptable. The guy was, stop trolling me, go away, put your garbage on your own news feed. It's like, wait a second, you put your opinions out there, mm-hmm. and then you don't want anybody to respond that may question your opinions? You don't want to have to defend them? You see this all across the left. It's very common. They will not defend. Look at what's going on now. Have you heard anything about any Democrat-rooted policies that any of them are promoting or calling for? Anything? What are they, in other words, you know,
what are they for?
Yeah, what are they for? What are they? Why should we not, you know, fully support the Republicans? What do you have other than saying, "Ooh, Trump, Musk, bad. Ooh, evil, bad." Okay, do you have anything that you can present? Because people are tired of that. Yeah. That, oh, I'm going to tell you how bad the other guy is. It's like, why don't you tell me the good things that you have to offer? Why don't you tell me about the solutions that you have to offer? What's your solution for trying to trim down the national debt and try to get closer to some sort of a balanced budget? Do you have a plan for that? No, they don't. And if you push them on it, the only plan they ever have, it seems like, that they're consistent on, is wanting to raise taxes. And they always sell it as, we're going to raise taxes on rich people.
Yeah.
Well, what do they consider rich people? If you have two incomes and that adds up to over $100,000 a year, oh, you're rich?
No.
I don't think so. Not in today's world.
And they even connect what Musk is doing with Doge.
Oh, yeah.
And defining this so that Trump can give his rich friends a tax break. I mean, they're even connecting things that have nothing to do with each other.
And this is the tired old rhetoric that all that they've had,
yes.
even before Trump was elected the first time. So really they're, you know, unlike a fine wine that might get better with age, their rhetoric just sounds more tired and sour than ever before. Yeah. Tax cuts for, you know, billionaires, tax cuts for the rich. At some point, they're not going to listen. They haven't been listening. They refuse to listen. They are the proverbial little kid, la, 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 I don't care, mommy, la, 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 la. Yep. Okay. I know. That's very aggravating. All right. So we've got that going on. Oh, Democrats in a poll. Historic low. Shocker. Really? It just goes back to exactly what I just said. What do you have to offer? What's your plan? What's your plan? Can you imagine, like, put some people in, let's say, like, a war room, and they're going, no, that's not a good plan, General. That's not a good plan. That's not a good plan. They don't explain why it's not a good plan, and they also don't have an alternative plan. That's not leadership. That's not being helpful. It's not benefiting America or Americans. Almost nobody cares about the Democrat Party anymore, even its own membership. That, according to a recent poll.
Wow.
We'll dig into that a little bit. We've got plenty of other things we want to get to. Some upbeat and positive, some not so nice. But we'll deal with all of it, and we'll do it with a smile on our face and a Kiss Me, I'm Irish sticker on our backsides.
Wow.
It is 7:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome and happy St. Patrick's Day. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up at 8:05, Nanette Holt is going to join us from Epoch Times. And just a sickening story, to be honest with you. Florida's illegal horse meat market thriving, apparently, in this area. That is not a good story, but it needs to be exposed. That's exactly what we're going to do here in just a little bit. All right, some of the things that are going on. Go Gators, number one seed in their particular bracket in the West, number four seed overall. They won the SEC championship game against Tennessee yesterday, 86-77. So this is looking like one heck of a strong basketball team, and they seem to be peaking at exactly the right time. Hopefully they can just keep on going. And their first game in the brackets of the NCAA will be Friday at 6:50 p.m., taking on Norfolk State. So never look past some of those lower-ranked opponents. That's a fatal mistake that happens early in the brackets. I think the Gators are a little better than that, a little more seasoned than that, and I don't think they'll fall into that trap. I think they're just going to keep on really trucking along like they have been. Very, very. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to watch it. You don't have to be a huge basketball fan to really enjoy what's going on there.
Yeah.
It really is big. All right. So way to go. We need all the good, upbeat, kind of positive stories that we can get a hold of. We'll take them all. And it doesn't matter how much heat President Trump takes for it. He knows the right thing is to keep talking to Vladimir Putin. Can you trust Putin? Well, you've got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And Look, maybe you can't trust him, but this we know for a fact. For the people that throw that out there, you go, well, let's see. He didn't take Crimea while Trump was president. It was Obama. He didn't attack Ukraine while Trump was president. He did it during Biden. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, maybe you can't trust him per se. But you can't trust them any less than, like, China.
Yeah.
But they have most favored trade status. I mean, go figure, right? But there is something about the previous administrations, the Democrats, have really pushed toward making, you know, Putin the evil guy, the straw man, all the bad stuff. And then they very much gloss over China. Biden said it. He let the cat out of the bag. He said, oh, well, you know, it's a good, healthy competition with China. Really?
What's healthy about that?
Dumping, steel and destroying some of our industries, stealing a lot of our high-tech stuff and secrets. How is that good, friendly competition? Mm-mm. But yet, and why is that? Again, follow the money. Even the Democrats hate the they're self-loathing. Yeah. Nobody cares about the Democrat Party anymore, even Democrats. That's the outcome delivered by a poll that was released Sunday. It shows the party's favorability rating among Americans has sunk to a historic low, thanks in part to underwhelming views from its own frustrated supporters. A CNN poll conducted by SSRS found with many Democrat Party publicly say their meek leaders should do more to challenge President Donald Trump. Democrats and Democrat-aligned independents say 57% to 42% that Democrats should mainly work to stop the Republican agenda rather than working with the GOP majority to get some Democratic ideas into legislation. Basically, here's what it's boiling down to. The moderate part of the Democrat Party, whatever's left of it, whatever shreds of tattered, people are left that are so-called moderates, you're going to be run roughshod over. They're just going to run right over you. They have been.
Yeah.
And the progressives, the far-left wackadoodles, they've run the party, and they've caused the party's demise, really. And yet, they all think that the recipe is more radicalism. They think more radical. They're not radical enough.
Wow.
You know, I'm glad they keep going down that path strategically for the Republicans. But going down that path, though, looking at what harm it could do to America and Americans. Yes, I'm very concerned about it. I've mentioned this earlier, that the rhetoric is getting extremely volatile, very ugly, and really calling for action, skirting right it up to the edge of calling for bad things to happen to some of those people in power right now. And you know what it takes. You have enough of this heated kind of rhetoric, and you'll get some kook person who will take that rather literally, and they'll try. It's all stop Trump in their mind. Oh, I know how to stop him. Not a good place for America to be. Speaking of Trump, by the way, is he tired of winning?
I don't think so.
I don't think he is either. No. President Trump won the golf championship at his club in Palm Beach County this weekend, later declaring it might be his last.
Wow.
He announced his victory from Truth Social while topping it off with a bittersweet message. I just won the golf club championship, probably my last, at Trump International Golf Club. Such a great honor. The awards dinner is tonight at the club. I want to thank the wonderful golf staff. Such fun, et cetera, et cetera. But, it may be his last one of those. 7:56 on the Bob Rose Show. Do not go anywhere. We are going to have Nanette Holt on from Epoch Times and exposing a story about Florida's illegal horse meat market. Yeah, you're going to want to hear this. Don't go anywhere. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And it's a happy St. Patrick's Day on 97.3 The Sky.